The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, right now around the world, a silent killer is taking the lives of innocent children.
The rapid pace that these parents lose their children is astonishing. They'll get sick one day and they'll die the next day. But when you know that we can change it and we can do it quickly and easily, that brings hope.
Find out how you can help give a child clean water for the rest of their life. Next on Life Today.
Betty and I want to welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robison. We're talking about something that every one of our viewers, whether we are hearing by email or whether they write a note or whether we run into someone in our travel as I'm speaking or even just in a public place, we may be eating in a restaurant and people come over and say, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for enabling us to have a part in something we think is so important, so life-giving and so meaningful. It's meaningful to us, they say. And what we're talking about is giving people a sure cure for the most deadly disease perhaps known to man, and that's the adverse effect of contaminated, disease-ridden water. Our son Randy came back recently from the mission field, and he's been many times. Matter of fact, he started going when he was quite young, and no question it had a profound effect on him. But I think what he saw this time perhaps moved him in some very unique ways. And we want you to hear what Randy says, because you have a chance to make such a difference. It's indescribable. Randy, we're glad to have you.
I'm glad to be here. This is such an important thing and such an easy thing for people to get involved in that I'm excited to talk about it.
Well, tell us what you saw, because I know, as I referenced in the open, you've been traveling since you were very young and very remote parts of the world. You've seen, as you've watched your parents and you've watched the missionaries come in and tell their stories, but you've also seen firsthand. This time you went not only to observe, and you've gone where you were in the background doing sound or photography or even running, you know, video cameras to try to capture the scenes. This time you were in the situation and you were actually representing the need.
Right.
So tell me how that affected you when you knew that you were going to have to deliver back to the viewers around the world the reality of what you were witnessing there firsthand trying to communicate.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes, I think, to get the full effect. You don't get the smell, the touch, but you still, I think, see the human component. You know, when you meet people, when you meet a mother who has lost a child to diseased water, when you meet a grandfather who's sitting there with his grandchildren at the graves of the ones that he's lost, there's always this human component of the pain. In fact, it would be very difficult to go or to watch if you didn't know that the solution was so simple and so within our reach. And that's really the takeaway I get. I mean, it can be very difficult when you go to these places where people are dying. But when you know that we can change it and we can do it quickly and easily, that brings hope. And that creates an excitement to know we're going somewhere where we're going to really make a difference.
Because you're a father of four beautiful children, our grandchildren, did that in some way, being a dad, affect you as you saw these precious children were so hungry? You know,
it makes it real hard at times. Yeah. You know, you tend to see your kids in the situation, because we would never have our children drink this water. We know just the stress it creates when you have to take your child to the doctor or maybe to the emergency room because something pops up. The rapid pace that these parents lose their children is astonishing. They'll get sick one day with some vomiting and diarrhea, and they'll die the next day. They'll be dehydrated that quickly. And I'm not a doctor, but it sounds like cholera or other type of diseases. But they trace it all the way back to the water in 90% of the cases of illness. So yeah, it definitely affects you when you have your own children, because you know how much you love them and how you would do anything to save their lives. And that's really where these people are. They're looking at us saying, please, if you can help, please, if you can help, just help us.
And we can help. I think one of the things that sometimes shocks you is people die because there's just simply no water, and they're having to go miles to try to find it in drought situations or where whatever water source they have is so depleted or so absolutely polluted that they don't drink it. They try to go somewhere else. Normally, they're forced to drink it. That's
right.
The problem.
Right.
Because there isn't another source. We can give them that source. Now, you saw a situation, and we've showed people where the drought had dried up their river sources, where there was some pretty decent water as long as they had it. But here you can actually have water that's there, but it's almost like poison, and I think you experienced something like that.
Yeah, I saw something I'd never seen. We did go to some areas in Cambodia where they have limited water. You know, they have to drink what's there because that's all that's there. But I saw something I'd never seen before. I saw miles of water, you know, water to the horizon. In fact, a village on the water. It's striking that there's water all over the place, but yet still that water is killing.
Let's watch this. I want our viewers to see what Randy's talking about. Let's look at it together.
This is an amazing area. We are in Cambodia on a river that's about 15 miles wide, and there are floating villages. Yet, when you look at all this water, it's death. And in one small pharmacy alone, which is the only medical facility they have in one of these floating villages, the retired nurse there said that he's seeing a child die on average every other week. They cook with it, they bathe in it, and they go to the restroom in it, and they die by this very water. Tell him we will do what we can so that he doesn't lose any more grandchildren. We can change their lives. We can stop the sicknesses that are killing their children and grandchildren. We can just simply give them clean drinking water.
You know, Randy, when you left that situation where here you are, like you said, they're actually on water, but it's almost like they're standing, sitting, living on poison. Mm-hmm. And you could see what it was doing. So were you able to tell them and get the message across that we believe our viewers will want to try to alleviate the situation, because we're trusting God to let us drill hundreds of wells. And if we can drill the wells there in the proximity, did they see that as hope?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I asked a couple of practical questions. I asked them if, because, you know, they're on water and we're not going to drill in the lake, but just a few hundred yards is the shore. And so I said, if we put a well over there on shore, will you go get the water? And they said, oh, absolutely. In fact, we saw a few boats, you know, around the village there on the water with like produce and other things to sell. So they've got a little trade going on with the villages that are on the land. And so not only will we serve the village on the water, but we'll serve the people that are on the land in that area too. So just one well will impact so many people and change so many lives. That retired nurse, he looked like a doctor in that pharmacy, which is more really like a clinic. They were doing IVs right there with some children who had lost some fluid because they had diarrhea, and again, mm-hmm. That's the water. I asked him, I said, how many of these kids, he's seeing about 20, 25 kids a week there. I said, how many of these kids are here because of water-related illnesses? And he said, about 90% of them are here because of that. And I said, how many of those kids would you not have to see if they had clean drinking water? And he said, well, 85% of the 90% would just go away. They wouldn't be sick. And that would allow him to focus on some of the more difficult, you know, diseases to treat. But it would eliminate most of the sickness right there. And I thought, how easy is that? It's so simple.
And it is easy if compassion extends caring hands. That really is the key. We look at situations like that. And by the way, I know because I've talked to many very concerned viewers who say, do you know there are filter systems? Of course we do. Do you know it is possible sometimes to have small systems? Let me just tell you this. We are doing everything we can to make those situations possible. And thank God for it. Matter of fact, don't ever hesitate to write or communicate with us. Say, hey, we found some things that work. And anytime we find something that works, we want to hear about it. But we want something that works on a continual basis. What we've found over the years is nothing is more cost effective than drilling a $4,800 well to take care of thousands of people. And we're asking God to enable us with your help to drill a well, to drill several wells if necessary around areas like that, where the very water that they're living on is killing them, and where we can, as Randy just said, change the lives of the people in the villages, where they're trying to learn to do some trade. That's wonderful. Water changes everything for people, and it opens people's hearts to try to find out, why did you come here? And we tell them the love of God. And, you know, it's one thing to go preaching the love of God to people who've never seen the love of God. And when they've seen it, they really listen. So we really are working with a two-pronged approach. And I've said this many times. If we went into an area where people were dying and we could save their lives, even if they were close to us preaching the message we want to preach, we would still go in there and love those people. And you'd be amazed what happens when you do that, even in face of incredible opposition, because love never fails. So what we're asking you to do is to dial the telephone number there. It's a lifeline. It is to give people whose children are dying an opportunity to have life, a meaningful life, not a luxurious life, a meaningful life that for those people, oftentimes in impoverished areas, they have more joy and more peace than many of our children do surrounded by all the trappings of fun. Because you give them life and you give them health, and you'll be amazed at how kids in the most meager circumstances find ways to enjoy life. I am believing, and Betty, I know we are praying with all our heart, that there'll be a day come when every single viewer who watches us all over the world will say, I'm going to at least do something. Mm-hmm. You know, $48 gives 10 people water. Everybody does something.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we were just watching it, and that was happened to be a grandparent that was talking about losing their grandchild. And there's not a grandparent that I could ever know or see that would not give their life for their grandchild, or a parent that wouldn't. And they're doing all they can do, but all they can do there is hold them and love them when they hurt and cry with them. But we can make the difference that more can be done if we can drill the water wells so that grandparent can say, here's fresh water. That parent can say, I know what to do. I can offer them the clean water.
Well, I never think about somebody being thirsty. I don't think about Jesus saying on the cross, I thirst. And I remember the first time I ever heard that, I was just a kid. I thought, I really would like to have given him water. I wouldn't have given him vinegar. I would have given him water. I would have done anything to give Jesus water. And you know what? You know what I've gotten to see? Jesus said, if you do it to the least of these overlooked, if you do it to them, you've done it to me. And Betty and I and viewers like you have had the joy of giving water, yes, to Jesus, by giving it to the least of these. You know, Randy, when you were there and you come back and you think about what you've seen, what goes on in your mind when you think about how do I communicate with our viewers where they grasp the importance as well as the effectiveness and the meaningfulness of what we're trying to do?
You can see it in that clinic. There was a little boy, a little toddler that I held. And he was laughing, he was playing, he was smiling, and everybody was laughing because he was just full of energy, full of life. And right behind him was his sister with an IV hooked up to her. And I don't know if she's still alive. She was in bad shape. That's the contrast of life and death and the power that we have to take them life by giving them clean water.
If you had someone sitting right here, right now, which you have people all over the world, and you wanted to say something to them about what their expression of love will do, mm-hmm. just tell them what you feel. Mm-hmm.
You can make such a difference, not only in one child's life or in one village's life, but in lives all over the world. And it's so easy. I know a lot of you, if you had someone in your neighborhood, in your church, who was dying because they didn't have clean water, you would rush to take it to their side. I mean, we all would. That's the way we are. These people are there. Now, you can't necessarily go to all these places around the world. That's why partnering with us is so effective and so simple. When you support the mission Water for Life outreach, it represents your work. Your finances represent your time and your skill and your efforts. And by joining with us, you are going all over the world and you're changing lives, not just for a moment, but for a lifetime. These wells, they serve so many people, but they serve them for so long. You can have an impact far beyond yourself when you just partner with us in this wonderful mission of life.
You know, I think, Randy, so many times after we've had a storm hit an area and knock out all the water supplies, mm-hmm. and maybe we've had a, you know, whether it's tornadic activity or whether it's a hurricane damage, you'll watch people come in, and because we work in relief with churches all over the United States as well as around the world, one of the first things you see people come in with is bottled water. You'll come in with semis full of wine. They've got to have water. These people don't have that. And yet the picture is just the same. And it's like Randy said, you go in and we're not just giving them a bottle of water or a container of water or a case of water. We're giving them a water source. I'm asking you, wherever you are right now, to be an answer to what Randy just referenced. The concern of the parents and grandparents, the pain and the need of that child and their families. Would you dial the number? Would you take your bank card and use it like a check? Would you give a well? If you can, if you can give a $4,800 gift, I believe you will. I believe you'll do it joyfully and with gratitude to God that you can do it and make a gift that lasts a lifetime. You give $1,200 or $2,400, immediately ask the Lord. Raise up someone to give the other $2,400. Or three more to give the 1,200 each also, and we'll have a well. But I think it's critically important because this, quite frankly, is where the majority of the support comes from. $48, 10 people water the rest of their life. Could you make that gift? $144, 30 people. Just think about it. Just ask God, Father, what do you want me to do? What can I do? And even as you meditate and pray, God's going to impress you on how you can do it and what you can do. I'm asking you to make that response right now. There's a telephone number, or you can go lifetoday.org. You're going to see Randy again, our son, sharing here on the program, actually in the setting that he's referenced. Even as you watch, I know you'll pray. I pray you also respond.
Look at this water. Good Lord. Ah, it smells horrible. It smells worse than it looks. But this is what they drink because this is all they have to drink. This is not water that you can live from. This is water that will kill you. You know, I have seen diseases. I have seen children with sores and kids have diarrhea. I've seen graves. I've sat with a mother while she wept over her children that she lost because of this contaminated water. This is death water, and it's killing their children. I would never make a child drink this, but these children have no choice. It's this or nothing. And some of them don't know that it will kill them. It's not enough to tell them, don't drink the water. We have to say, here's water you can drink. Jesus calls himself living water because he brings life. We are his hands and his feet. Help us demonstrate the gospel as we bring them water for life.
Boy, I like to see those smiles. I love watching those little children play in that water. They don't normally get to play in it like that. They do when our cameras are there to show the joy it brings. But they don't waste it. They don't, you know, we're not asking people to help us build a water park. We're not asking you to build an entertainment center. You know, these little children, Betty, can have fun with just kicking an old ball of string around.
With very little, you know, and yet they, this is something that it's not a fun thing. It's not fun that we're giving the water. It's for life that we're giving the water so that they can play and have fun.
Absolutely. We're not asking for some kind of an extravagant expression of you know, fun for kids, but yet you could see they felt good when they had a well. That well had been there for a while. We wanted to go back and show you. That's what they look like. This is what the kids look like. And Randy, you saw what they look like when they didn't have that clean water source we're trying to give them.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. You know, there's something that sticks with me when I'm in places like this and when I come back. The idea of us being the hands and feet. I think a parallel example would be that Good Samaritan story where you've got somebody who's beat up, they're in a ditch, they're in a very bad situation. You know, why didn't God just miraculously touch that guy on the side of the road? Why didn't God just take water and make water available to all these kids around the world? Because he's waiting on us. Mm-hmm. He's waiting on his people to rise up and say, I want to show them the love of Christ through my actions, not just my words. Yes, we preach, we share, we do that as much as we can, but we have to demonstrate it. I think God's waiting for us to not just walk by, but to stop and do something.
I agree 100%, and that is the reason viewers like you tell us we don't experience any greater joy. I can promise you the Good Samaritan that Randy just referenced, that when that Samaritan helped bind the wounds and took that beaten man to a residence where he could take care of him, and he said, I'm going back to work. In other words, I'm not moving in here. Mm-hmm. But I'm meeting the need, and I'm coming back and check on it. That's love. That's what love does. We drilled a well. You saw children happy. We showed you an area where they need the well, and we're believing you're going to help us drill hundreds of them. But it's imperative that you dial the number right now, because Betty and I give a well every time we have a well drilling emphasis. It's one of the most joyful things we've been doing for years. We ask God to enable us to do it. He heard the prayer. You may be able to drill a well. But I want to tell you something. People start somewhere. We've had a lot of people start making $4,848 gifts and then ultimately get to drill a well. Would you start with a $48 gift and give 10 people water? $144? And you may be able to do that. I know it's a big gift, but you're going to give 30 people water the rest of their life. If you can drill a well or a part of a well, please do so. We've got some very special gifts that we want to send you. A beautiful devotion, inspiration book for many of the women who've been guests right here. For any gift you make, if you would like to have the DVD and CD where these women are telling you the stories, the inspiration, how God impacted their life in a profound way, many of the guests you've seen here, you make that gift of over $100. The lion and the lamb bronze is yours as a gift if you'll help us drill a well by making a gift of $1,200 or more, or drilling the well. Would you dial that number? Take that bank card and use it like a check. If you want to write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're mailing it. Would you do that? We really need to know, because we have to know if we've reached the goals, so we not only commission the drilling team, but we let the village know it's coming. So would you let us know, lifetoday.org, if you want to go there and make that special gift. Please do it today.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 350 new water wells for remote villages in 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people, A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people, $72 will impact 15 people, and $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Arise, a beautiful new daily devotional featuring words of encouragement from inspiring women who have shared their faith on Life Today. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Arise audio-visual devotional featuring 40 days of inspiration from Life Today's favorite women guests. Please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the 2012 commemorative bronze sculpture, The Lion and the Lamb. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
From the bottom of our heart, you know, Randy and Betty and I say thank you in behalf of the missionaries and the families and the lives that will be so grateful that you gave them a chance at life. The Lion and the Lamb bronze is absolutely beautiful. I'm happy to say I look over across our family room and I see this every morning, every evening. And you know what? I thank you of the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the Lamb of God, and the peace that comes when we express the love of our Lord. We're sending this to those of you who will help us drill a well, and I'm asking you for some special gifts because we really need them. We need everybody watching to help. And Betty and I thank God for our son and for all of our children and grandchildren, but we thank God for the way the Lord's used Randy to be a blessing, not only to his family, but to families all over the world. Randy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for the opportunity to share.
Well, you've been a real blessing to us, and I think you've been a blessing to a whole lot of children today.
I hope so.
Thank all of you. Thank you for being a blessing.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.